Hi there. The word for you today is, take another look. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 7, we read, do you look at things according to the outward appearance? Good question, eh? Paul makes it clear that there are qualities we haven't yet discovered or discerned in some of the people around us. Most of our conclusions are based on limited and very often flawed information. God saw qualities in David that his own family didn't recognize. To them, he was just a shepherd boy. In fact, when he showed up at the battlefront and offered to fight Goliath, his oldest brother, Eliab, who was a general in King Saul's army, was embarrassed and told him to go home and mind his own business. Yet within hours, David killed Goliath and his name had become a household word in Israel. Joseph's brothers resented the dream God had given him and his father's favor toward him. Nevertheless, he went on to become Prime Minister of Egypt, and in the end, he finished up saving his entire family during a famine. The lesson in all of this is, be careful how you treat people who get under your skin. Look past outward appearances. Do you remember Ruth, a peasant girl gathering barley who went on to become the boss's wife? Somebody like her may one day end up signing your paycheck, so bless her and treat her well. And learn to look beyond the distraction and the fickleness of beauty or outward appearance. Remember Esther, and consider the fool Haman, who underestimated the beautiful girl sitting beside the king. She knew something he didn't. She had divine access to knowledge that would save her people and bring about Haman's demise. It was just a matter of time. Here's the bottom line. You never really know what's taking place in somebody else's mind. So, don't be so quick to write them off. In other words, take another look. That's the word for you today.